USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two more law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty in America.
And I challenge each one of us to move forward with the same spirit of self-giving that TK and Patrick showed to us.
Kansas City Mayor David Alvey speaking at a candlelight vigil last night for the two deputies who were killed on Friday when an inmate overpowered them and shot and killed them as he was being accompanied from a court appearance.
But let us be clear. Deputy King and Deputy Rohrer did not just offer to us a total gift of themselves yesterday. They did it each and every day that they stepped out into our community.
The U.S. and South Korea will announce this week the end of massive joint military drills on the Korean Peninsula after the president vows to end what he called war games after his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
China hits back against tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports to the U.S. after President Trump announces the 25% tariff on Friday because of what he calls China's unfair trade practices. Chinese authorities responding now by slapping an extra 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of products imported from the United States, and they say more tariffs will be added soon. Pope Francis says those having abortions because a fetus has a disability or malformation have a Nazi mindset. USA Radio's Wendy King.
Francis said the whole world has been scandalized by what the Nazis did. Today we do the same, but with white gloves. He also said it is painful to think society accepts killing children simply because they are sick or disabled. Children must be received as they come, as God sends them.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
California's physician-assisted suicide law back in effect, at least for now. A state appeals court reinstating the End of Life Option Act, which gives people with less than 6 months to live the option to request lethal treatment options from a doctor. The law had previously been overturned by a lower court on a technicality because of the way it was approved. The new ruling allows this law to stay in place while litigation over the controversial law continues. Motorcycles could end up following the path of self-driving cars, as we hear from USA's Rick Vincent.
First it was self-driving cars, now it's self-driving motorcycles. Torquil Ross Martin, a British inventor, came up with the first prototype. He spoke to Sky News and says self-driving motorcycles could one day be safer than those driven by people. He says that's because human minds tend to be on matters other than the road.
You're not necessarily completely focused on what you're doing. You're thinking about what you're going to do when you get to the office, or whether you're running late, or, you know, all these kinds of things. That's the sort of area in which it will improve the safety for commuters.
The BMW C1 can reportedly steer, control its speed, and keep itself upright without any human intervention.
And today is Father's Day, celebrating the impact dads have on families. In 1966, President Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation dedicating the third Sunday of every June to our nation's dads. And for USA Radio News,